This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Well, hello there. Welcome to my weekend. Hope you're having a great weekend. Sure glad you're joining me on the Common Sense Show today as we move towards the holiday season, Thanksgiving, Black Friday. We're going to talk about that next week. I'm not a big Black Friday fan. Then moving into all of our favorite time of year, the holiday season, Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever your holiday wishes and desires are. We do talk about that a lot during the Christmas season. Have a lot of fun during the Christmas season, too. Let's do a little election wrap-up, though, and I'm kind of sick of politics. Like you, I saw these messages day after day after day. I kind of had my fill. Unfortunately, if you live down in the deepest of the deep southern states down here in my home state of Louisiana, we still have a major election on December the 6th. We've got this oddball, crazy, screwed up primary system where the first primary took place in November a couple of weeks ago. We still have a runoff for the U.S. Senate race down here, so we're still getting our share of the TVA. Ads. That'll all quickly come to an end. And so we'll do a little review. I'm not going to dwell on this a whole lot. We'll do a little review and get on to some more interesting things. Politics can really beat you down. It ought to be the most interesting thing because it directly affects your lives. You know, I was talking to some kids the other day who didn't care much about politics. They were 14, 15 years old. They didn't care who the president was or what was happening in Washington, D.C. at their state capitol. And they said, let me tell you folks something. Whether you like it or not, from the time you're born until the time you die, elected officials have a direct impact on your life. When you're born, you got to have a birth certificate. You've got to go to school. That's the law. You're required to go to school. If you want to drive, you've got to have a driver's permit. You've got to have a learner's permit. There's a whole procedure. You have to have certain requirements to graduate from high school. Then you go on to get any kind of a job in this day and age. By and large, you've got to have some kind of an application, a license. If you're going to be a barber, a beautician, if you're going to be a florist. I never understood that to be a florist. Terrible, all the things you got to do. You got to have a license to do anything. Doctor, lawyer, Indian chief, you got to have a license. Government demands that. Right through your whole life, right up till the time that you die when you have a death certificate. So government's there, and you can turn your back on it, or you can pay attention and get involved to some degree, at least vote and express yourself so that you can make a difference in how these results come out. If you don't like it, and you haven't voted, you really have given up your right to complain, in my opinion. And unfortunately, this was the worst turnout in the November 3rd election in the last 72 years. Unbelievable. The average turnout was something like 36%. You had to go back to 1942 to find an election that was lower than 36%, way, way down the line. You folks listening up in New York City, WVNJ, 1160 AM up in New York, the turnout up in New York City, they had a governor's race on the ballot. The whole legislature was being elected. All the congressmen, U.S. senator, all these races, 28% turnout in New York City. That was one of the lowest in the whole country. And like I say, they had all these other statewide races. So there's not been a big turnout, and that's there's a lot of reasons for that. We'll talk about some of them. But there were a lot of reasons why there was a low turnout. I had some folks tell me, some young people tell me, that it didn't really make any difference because there wasn't going to be any changes. It really wasn't going to affect their lives in any way, and they just felt like it was a waste of time for them to actually go vote. And I guess that plays in. Remember the Who song? Remember this song? That's the Who. 1971. great song by The Who, English rock group, and what they're saying is, there's nothing in the streets looks any different to me. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. We're just going to get fooled again. And that plays into the fact of what some young folks told me. I was in, I was in North Carolina, up around Statesville. We have listeners up in the Statesville area. And let's see, that is WSIC 1400 up in Statesville, North Carolina. And they said, you know, Mr. Brown, it ain't going to make any difference. You're going to have one old white guy who's going to be replacing another old white guy. They're talking about Mitch McConnell, the Kentucky senator who's now the new majority leader, deposing Harry Reid, the senator from Nevada. And he's right. One old white-haired white guy, getting rid of him and bringing another old white-haired white guy into the mix. So it kind of plays up to what The Who was singing in 1971. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. We're just going to get fooled again. So in any event, that is one of the reasons why there is voter apathy. So many people just don't think it's going to make any real difference who's in office. And then another thing I think is, the Supreme Court decision, you've heard of the Citizens United. It's kind of a complicated decision. But basically, Citizens United says that any corporation can give unlimited sums of money through PACs or through their own money to any candidate they want. There is no limit on that money. And with such a bountiful amount of money out there, particularly if you're running for the Senate, the control of the Senate was in play, candidates just didn't go out to voters. What they did was try to blitz voters with negative ads, raising millions and millions of dollars from out-of-state contributors under this new Supreme Court decision. So down in my state, for example, we had an incumbent congressman who was taking on an incumbent U.S. senator for the Senate role. They didn't get around and visit with voters and relate to voters. They went off to these big PACs and all these out-of-state contributors, raising millions and millions of dollars to basically just blitz negative ads on their opponent. And they just one side threw mud and the other side threw mud. And they didn't really relate. And so voters said, you know, I don't like all this mud throwing. I haven't met any of these candidates. They don't come around anymore. You know, I was an elected official for 28 years in Louisiana. And one of the things I did on weekends, I put my daughters in the car, and we went off to parade after parade after parade in the southern part of the state, the northern part of the state. And you have those all over the country. All of you folks living in different parts of the country have fairs and festivals where traditionally the politicians come out, they shake hands, they put up a booth, they shake hands, kiss all the babies, and they make the rounds up and down the street, handing out their flyers and saying, hey, give me a vote. And constituents could come up and talk to them a little bit, express their concerns about things they don't like in the country or in their particular area. That's called retail politics. Retail politics has always been a way of life in our country, pressing the flesh, networking with constituents at all these large gatherings. And again, they happen every weekend. I don't care where you live in America. You can pick up your Friday paper and see weekend results, and there's going to be some kind of large gathering. I thought they were fun. I really enjoyed going and riding in the parade with my kids and, down in our state, we throw things. We throw, we don't throw to our voters. We throw candy and beads, little cheap beads and little coins. That's part of the Mardi Gras tradition down here. It's flown over into the fairs and festivals, and at all the fairs and festivals, you throw out candy, everybody cheers, put a big sign on the side of your car, hey, Jim Brown running for re-election. And people say, oh, yeah, I met that guy. Now, and it's all the better now. Some people say, well, you can get a better bang for the buck on television. I don't think so. Because with the cameras, you take your iPhone, you do the selfies, you can take a picture of that candidate, and it goes on YouTube or it goes on your website or it goes on your Instagram account, Facebook. And so voters can get you, whether you as the candidate, can see a lot more people that way. You follow me? I think it's a huge mistake that we've gotten away from retail politics and gone for the big money that is nothing but buy negative ads to slam the opponent. So that's one of the reasons why there was a lack of turnout in this recent election. I'll give you a few more thoughts on it. I write a lot about this very issue on my website. website at www.jimbrownusa.com. You can sign up for a regular newsletter, hear who my guests are on the show, have some fun there too. Hey, here's what we're going to do. Let's take a little pause right now. Let me freshen up my coffee. We'll come back and try to make some more common sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, we're talking about why there has been such a low voter turnout, why people didn't go to the polls and vote, 36% across the board. Let me tell you how bad that is. 36% of the registered voters went to vote. That means that in close elections, one half of that 36%, that would be what, 17%, would actually elect the people that oversee your lives, pass the law that directly affects you. But you got to remember this. Half of those folks who could register, 50% have not even registered. So that 17%, now you drop that down to about 8.5%. So 8.5% of voters are determining in many instances who wins elections. 8.5%. That's not participatory democracy. And so if you don't like the system, either look in the mirror or look out the window at your neighbor and you can see why we just don't participate and why we have many of the problems we have here today. Now, there was an article in the Washington Post I saw this week talking about voter suppression laws and how they're deciding elections. And they kind of link what's happening, particularly down the South today, but really all over the country, Indiana, out in California. They have, and what the Washington Post says, the days of Jim Crow are officially over, but poll tax equivalents are newly thriving through restrictive voter registration and ID requirements. And what they're saying, I don't really get this figure, they say that voter identification cards can range from $75 to $175. Well, they're for free in most states. That's not right. If you go to the driver's license office in virtually every state in the country, they have to give you a voter identification card if you want it to vote for free. Now, but what they're saying is, well, you include the costs associated with travel and waiting time. So I figure my waiting time is worth $175. The Washington Post is way out of context. What they're doing is trying to tie in the low voter turnout to the fact that you've got to have a voter ID. We talked about this before. And I'm against what a lot of basically Republican legislators have done in the state of reducing voting hours, making it more difficult to absentee vote, restricting voting on Sunday, shutting down the times or cutting back on the times you can vote. I don't like any of those laws. I think it would be a free, open access, encouraging people to vote. But I'm not that all hung up about the photo ID requirements that to the Washington Post and to many groups seem to feel like that suppresses voter participation and really reduces Democratic voter participation. And so maybe it used to be 20 years ago if you had to have a driver's license, but they weren't requiring 20 years ago voter ID. When I went on airplanes, I was the Secretary of State of Louisiana back in the 80s. I never had to show a proof of who I was, voter ID. There was none of that back in the 80s. You just showed your ticket, got on the airplane. So there was not the requirement for voter ID in the past or for ID, picture ID, like there is today. And so let's assume that you're poor and you don't drive a car and you don't think it's fair that you have a picture ID. Well, you got to have a picture ID for so many things. If you want to cash a check in the bank, when I go to the bank, the first thing they ask me is, can we see your voter ID? We mentioned the airplane, but using a credit card for many purchases, they show proof that who you are. You got to show your voter ID. When I went yesterday to the AT&T store to check on my bill, my telephone, first thing they wanted to see at the AT&T store was my voter ID is what they wanted to see. If you give blood, you got to give them voter ID. If you want to give a passport, voter ID. Pick up a package at the post office. I went last week. They said, well, let's see who you are. Show us your voter ID or your picture ID. I say voter ID, a picture ID. Buy car insurance, picture ID. If you got to go buy a gun at a gun shop, get a picture ID. If you do business at the Social Security office or the welfare office, those folks who maybe don't have that much money that are complaining about having to have the picture ID, you got to have so at the Social Security office. You got to have so at the welfare office. If you're going to sell items at a pawn shop, they now require you to show a picture ID. So I guess my point is, I don't see quite the big deal at pulling out a photo ID at the polls. don't know if I told this story last week or not. I went to vote. I was the Secretary of State of the state of Louisiana for 8 years. I wrote the election code that requires proof of who you are. So I'm the daddy, if you will, of kind of voter ID laws here in Louisiana. I voted at a precinct where everybody knows me, the State Archives Building. In fact, I built the State Archives Building when I was the Secretary of the State. That's the depository for all the official documents. So I knew all the employees. I knew all the folks there at the polls. I knew all the polling commissioners. We talked for about 30 minutes with them all right there, telling old stories, remembering back when I was there in office. And we talked for a good bit. Then I said, okay, I'm here to absentee vote. Everybody in the place knew me. They all knew where I lived. Like I say, I had put together the elections process. I'm the guy that did it all. So I go to get my ballot, and the first thing the young lady says is, now, Mr. Brown, can I see your voter ID? A picture ID. And that she did the right thing. That's the law. So I handed her my picture ID, and I went ahead and voted. My point is, it's just no big deal. And I don't think you can basically exist if you're on welfare, if you're on Social Security. If you don't drive and don't have much money, you still have to get a picture ID to do any of those things. I don't think it costs $175. You may have to wait a little bit in line and have a relative take you to the local driver's license office, but you get it for free, and I think we're way overplaying that as a factor on why people did not vote as much. Washington Post has a long, long article this week. I do agree about limiting the voter time. You know, if you work from a 7-to-5 job and they only have absentee voting open from 8-to-4, that's very restrictive, and we should have more openness along that line. It varies states by states, but some of the states that are getting to be tougher in that area, what they're doing is that they don't have any absentee voting on Saturday or Sunday. They keep the hours very restricted. They only allow a week for absentee voting. Well, that's not right. We ought to make it much more accessible. In Louisiana, you can vote on Saturday, and the hours are much longer to absentee vote. You can absentee vote by mail. And many states are not that restrictive. Some are, and I think that's wrong. But when it comes to a picture ID, I just don't see that big of a deal. Unfortunately, some legislatures in the South, Republican-oriented, have come on very strongly after the Supreme Court decision involving the Voting Rights Act. It used to be that most of the South had to get pre-approved for any change, which I thought was wrong. You know, when I was Secretary of State, if you move the voting precinct 2 feet, a machine 2 feet, you had to get pre-approval from the Justice Department, which I think is ridiculous. In any event, nothing wrong with having a voter ID law. Hey, we're going to come back and talk about urology, your health, with a doctor explaining why both men and women need urological checkups, and put all that in perspective for you. And at the top of the hour, we're going to talk about the lady who got a $1 billion divorce settlement, but now wants alimony. $1 billion just wasn't enough. We'll save comment on that one. Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at gcnlive.com. Working on a home or residential painting project? There's only one name you need to know, PPG. PPG has earned the respect of professionals and homeowners alike because we combine the latest paint technology with expertise and knowledgeable service. PPG offers a broad range of primers, paints, stains, and specialty products to meet all your needs. Available at either our PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints Company-owned store or independent dealer locations throughout the U.S. Each PPG product comes with the customized service you deserve to make sure you get the right fit for the job. And choosing colors has never been easier thanks to the PPG Voice of Color system that helps users discover colors that match their personality. So for the best quality products, excellent service, easy-to-use color tools, and great results, visit your local PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints location today.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com. Go to guns80.com. That's guns, the number 80.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Our program. In fact, if you go to my website at jimbrownusa.com, I've got a whole health site there where I post articles about new views towards taking care of yourself, whether it be your nutrition, exercise routine. And as you get a little older, you're concerned about some urological problems that most people don't really understand too much. At home, to me, in the last 2 weeks, I've had three different friends who are being operated for cancer with their prostate. It used to be a killer and still can be if you don't give it some attention. But there's a lot of questions about urology involving both men and women. And I got checked up myself here a couple of weeks ago. And let me bring my doc on here and let her tell us about why you need your urological overview and how some of these problems work. Dr. Amy Schmickley is a urologist, happens to be in Baton Rouge, the Baton Rouge Clinic where I live, and is my urologist. So, hey, doc, good to talk to you this morning. Glad you're joining us on the Common Sense Show.
Good morning, Jim. Happy to be here.
Now, let me ask you this. When you talk about urology, help me explain a few basic things. First of all, when you talk about urological problems, most of people that I know seem to think it's a situation with a man, and there are problems that are strictly male-oriented. Women have women come to you, too, don't they? Don't women have urological problems that often they deal with? How does it break down as you get to be 60 or 70? Is it more male-oriented, or is it both pretty much equal?
Well, I would say that on average, a urologist, sort of a general urologist breakdown of gender is about 60% male, 40% female. Urology is the study of the urinary tract, which not only includes the male health side of things, but includes the kidneys, ureter tubes, and bladder. So we can treat everything from kidney cancer to prostate cancer to kidney stones. Since I'm a female, I see a good bit of female patients, and they can have any problems such as bladder cancer, kidney cancer, or just urinary incontinence.
Tell me about stones, kidney stones. Why do some people have those stones? I've got a dear friend that has to pass those stones fairly regularly. Very, very painful to do so. And what is it unique for some people that they create these kidney stones, where in others they don't? Is there some particular reason, or do we even know?
Well, you know, the most common reason for kidney stone formation is dehydration. But there are some genetic predispositions for kidney stone formation. One of them is called hypercalciuria, where genetically you put more calcium in your urine than more people, and that causes you to form kidney stones. We actually live in the stone belt of the United States, which is included in the southern part of Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, where we know there is a predisposition to stone formation. So we see a lot of kidney stones in this area.
No, but why is that? I can understand hydration, but I mean, you have hydration problems in lots of areas where maybe you don't drink enough water. Why would it be unique to the Deep South, do you think?
I think we don't really understand, but I think it may have to do with the hot summers, dehydration, and we think it may have to do with the mineral qualities in the water here.
Is that a call for, then, do you encourage people to drink bottled water or purify your own water? Does that make a lot of difference, do you think?
Well, there are things you can do to try to prevent kidney stone formation, even if you're not a kidney stone former, but even if you are, you want to drink plenty of fluids, and fluids high in citric acid are the best. The fluids that are highest in citric acid are orange juice and lemonade.
Drink a lot of that, and if you got a sugar problem, then, you know, I love orange juice, but it's got so much sugar in it, so I dilute it with water. I fill about 50-50 with water. But what you're saying is I got to be careful with my water then. I got to be sure I got purified water along with the orange juice. So,
don't know that. That's not been studied. It's just kind of a theory.
Okay, well, good. Doc, let me ask you this. You mentioned kidneys, and, you know, I had a very dear friend I talked. This has been a bad week for me in terms of my friends. When you're an old guy like me, you have your friends you stay in contact with, and more they have some problems. I had a good friend that called me, very athletic down in New Orleans, and he said that his doctor told him he had a cancer the size of a football on his kidney. I'm just stunned to think you could have a cancer, and he just found out about it, started hurting in his lower back, and very, very healthy guy. That seemed almost impossible. How could you have a cancer on your kidney that is as big as a football?
Well, the thing about kidney cancer is that it's largely asymptomatic. Your kidney is about the size, a little bit larger than your fist. And it's in an area of your body that you don't have a whole lot of sensation. So it's possible for you to form a fairly large size kidney mass without ever having any symptoms.
Okay, well, good. It just stunned me when he said it was that big. As far as it, you know, I hear that in the changing world in which we live with new medicines and new techniques, that I know a liver can regrow itself if you cut a liver. And can a partial kidney regrow? Is that going on with stem cells? Have you read anything about that, to where I know you don't operate per se in that area, but how pliable is a kidney? Can a kidney rejuvenate? And I know you can operate on one kidney, but what about a partial kidney? Can that regrow and become healthy again or not?
So, for example, if you were to come into a physician with a very small kidney tumor, and it looked like we could just remove the tumor and leave the rest of your kidney, we would do that procedure. However, your kidney does not regenerate the portion of it that it's lost, unlike a liver. And so if we remove a portion of your kidney, that portion is sort of lost and doesn't regenerate. However, with stem cell research, I don't know of any particular scenario where they're creating kidney cells, but I'm sure that is one of the hit things that they're looking at.
I don't know that much about stem cells. I looked at it. I had a new knee put in about a year ago, and my doctor, I read a lot about stem cells, and some doctors are actually injecting your stem cell into your knee for regrowth. But he said, Jim, there's just not enough research out there. But he made the point that, I'll tell you what, within 10 or 15 years, stem cells are going to be the rejuvenation of so many problems that so many people have, particularly if you catch it early, if you're in your 40s or 50s. Your knees wearing out, or you've got some particular problems, you start the stem cell treatment. That really is the massive wave of the future. Do you agree with that or not?
I do agree. You know, the thought of stem cells, or the theory of stem cells, is that when you're a fetus and forming in the womb, you start with a very generalized cell, and it specializes into what we call an end organ cell. So it starts as a cell with your genetic code that doesn't have any sort of organ that it's supposed to be. And then as you develop, it becomes a kidney cell or a skin cell. And the theory behind stem cells is to catch a cell in its growth before it's differentiated to a certain organ, so that we can force it to differentiate into the organ that we want to regenerate in the lab. And that has been proven useful to generate things like cartilage for reconstruction of traumatic
injuries. Hey, Doc, hold that thought. Yeah, Amy, hold that thought, if you will. We've got to take a little pause right now. I want to tell our listeners, we're talking to Dr. Amy Schmickley. She is a urologist in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. My hometown, she's my urologist. Don't mess with my urologist, folks. She knows what she's talking about. She's taking good care of me. I want to come back and talk to her about prostate and what the problems are, what the future is with enlarging prostate cancer, that whole thing. Interesting subject that affects every single one of us. Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. Freshen up your coffee. And I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-925-3107. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-925-3107. That's 1-800-925-3107. Call 1-800-925-3107.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
A little health segment here today talking about urological problems. I cover the gamut in terms of keeping you healthy. I want my listeners to stay very healthy so you can keep listening to me for a long, long time, right? Well, to help do so, we're putting urological problems in perspective. Dr. Amy Schmeckley is my guest. She's my urologist in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and I wanted to get her on just to kind of put some of these problems in perspective. Doc, tell us about the prostate. 20 years ago, there wasn't quite the treatment that an awful lot of people died because of prostate cancer. And you still hear a lot about the fact that if nothing else gets you, if you live to be a long, ripe age, if you don't die of anything else, you'll eventually die of prostate cancer. Tell us what the prostate is, what the purpose of it is, and why there's so many problems in terms of males in particular having to deal with the issue of getting cancer in the prostate.
So the prostate is an organ that's attached to the urethra tube. It supplies a lubrication fluid for the urethra so that it stays healthy. And there are some studies showing that about 50% of men over the age of 70 in autopsy studies will have prostate cancer. It wasn't necessarily prostate cancer that caused them to pass away, but it was prostate cancer that was present when they did pass away of other causes. So it's a fairly prevalent cancer. A large majority of people will have, or the reason why in the last 30 years our treatment of it has improved is because of the PSA screening blood test. Used to be that we detected prostate cancer by symptomatology about 30, 40 years ago, and usually when you develop prominent symptoms, a lot of times the cancer has traveled outside of the prostate. Now we have a PSA blood test, which is recommended that you get between the ages of 55 and 70 to check for your risks of prostate cancer. It's a protein that's present in your bloodstream, regardless of if you have a prostate, whether or not you have prostate cancer or not, but your level indicates a percentage risk of having cancer. The higher it is, the higher risk of cancer.
Do you need the prostate? I mean, what happens when someone operates? Do they remove it, or is it a necessary function you've got to have to survive?
You do not need a prostate. It's sort of like if you think about breast cancer postmenopausally. The prostate can be removed surgically safely, and a patient can function normally without a prostate in place. And the treatment options for prostate cancer include surgical removal of the prostate.
Okay. I just didn't know how, you know, how basic it was. This may be an elementary question. I may get some nasty emails. Do women have prostates?
No, women do not have prostates.
Okay, I didn't know if that was a function. So strictly something for a man. Now, you're saying that there's a blood test to treat this now, because I know a lot of times the doctor will feel your prostate and say, well, it's a little larger, or, you know, but we're watching it. I mean, what is the hands-on test? How does that compare to the blood test you're talking about?
So the recommendation for prostate cancer screening between the ages of 55 and 70 are not only a prostate-specific antigen blood test, but a digital rectal exam where the doctor feels your prostate in addition to the blood test. You should have those every 1 to 2 years depending on your risk factor, and those tests in combination may help the doctor make a decision about whether or not you need a prostate biopsy.
Now, Doc, here's what bothers me. You want to get my question that bothers me? You
Go
said
ahead.
55 to 70. What happens to us old guys that are older than 70? Why did you cut it off at 70?
Well, the recommendations at 70 are that you discuss with your doctor. Prostate cancer is a very slow-growing cancer, and the thought amongst screening organizations, the American Urologic Association, the American Cancer Association, is that if your life expectancy does not exceed 10 years, it's possible that you should stop prostate cancer screening altogether. That's a conversation that you should have with your doctor before you make that decision.
But why would you stop it? I mean, this is a question of, you know, financially it'd be cheaper, but I mean, why would I want to stop? You follow me? I mean, why would I want to stop?
Right.
I guess you're saying if you've got some other problems, if you're not in good
right.
health to begin with, maybe it's not worth it. But if you're in pretty decent health, then you want to continue to do the testing and stay on top of it, right?
Well, the statistics show that if your life expectancy isn't longer than 10 years and you don't have any evidence of prostate cancer at 70, it is very, very extremely unlikely that you would develop prostate cancer that would cause you problems prior to your death from other causes.
I got you. I understand. So I think I'm okay. And so, you know, because 74, that's young. You know, 74
right.
is very young, particularly when you're 74. It's very young.
Well, you're in pretty good shape for 74, I'd say.
Well, I appreciate that. And that's my doctor, folks, telling you that. So you're going to be hearing me on the radio for a long time to come. Talk to me then one more subject now. I don't want to tie up your weekend, but I appreciate it because this is good information for everyone.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Now, female, is there a particular female problem that is something that you treat more than anything else, or is there just bladder irritation, something like that? Why do females come to see you?
I see a lot of urinary incontinence as females age. I also see a lot of recurring urinary tract infections as females age. Those two problems are probably on the hit list of the most common problems of females above the age of 60. And there are some good treatment options out there that can help improve your quality of life. There aren't a lot of causes for these problems that are concerning. I don't find a lot of cancerous causes or anything like that, but it's mostly just treatment options available for women, both surgically and non-surgically, to help improve their quality of life.
Okay, well, good. I want women to know that. Now, you know, as you get a little older, you get over 50, 55 or so, you get up to use the bathroom, you know, the restroom more often, maybe initially it's one time a night, then maybe a couple times a night. Are there some drugs that can help you that you can take to keep you from having to get up quite so much and urinate? What is happening in terms of that whole field now today?
Yeah, so In males particularly, you're talking about some of the symptoms that happen as your prostate enlarges, which is a normal function of aging, and sometimes can be genetic. The disease process is called benign prostatic hypertrophy. There are some great medicines on the market that can help with slow urine flow, getting up frequently to urinate at night, and hesitation to urinate. And there are some great surgical procedures out there as well. And so we treat that disease process as well.
One more question to you. We've just got a couple minutes left. Testosterone. Do women take testosterone shots or treatment or liquid or rubs or something like that? Is it just something that men do? You hear all these advertisements about getting your energy level up there with testosterone. Is it a male-female problem or who uses testosterone?
Well, testosterone is to a male, sort of like estrogen is to a female. And testosterone is used to treat symptoms of low testosterone in men as they age. There's no real indication to treat female with testosterone at this point, but females have been treated with estrogen in the past, which is sort of the female analogy. We use testosterone to treat the symptoms of low testosterone, and if you feel as if you might have some of those symptoms, then you should have a blood test to check your testosterone and meet with a urologist.
Well, good. So, well, Doc, thanks for putting that perspective for us. I didn't want to put a damper over a lot of my listeners out there. I just want to tell them to look for warning signs, and if in doubt, check with your physician or check with a urologist, and grab these problems before they accentuate, cause you problems later on down the line. Dr. Amy Schmeckley, hey, Doc, have a good weekend. I hope I see you socially. I hope I don't see you medically. I hope I see you socially a good bit around town. But appreciate you being on the show with us today. Have a nice weekend. Good luck to you.
No problem. You too.
Okay, bye-bye. Dr. Amy Schmeckley, you've got urologists in your part of the country. I just picked her. She's my urologist, does a great job, and I see her a couple of times a year because I'm a little older now. But if you look at these things, I'm doing fine. I just want to stay that way and get some of these issues before they develop into serious problems. It's just in this day and age that we're improving what we can do, we can do a lot better, though. Jim Brown, The Common Sense Show. Let's get some news at the top of the hour, and I'll be right back for another hour.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid, valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel, priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.